76 today.
Hanging out with you on a little show called America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. A big shout out to our friends across the border in Canada and Christina and her folks listening to us in Sweden. But wherever you are listening to us, happy St. Patrick's Day. As in some parts of the world, you are already into St. Patty's Day, and we're getting close here in the U.S., in fact, officially in the East Coast, where I'm broadcasting live from my childhood home. It is St. Patrick's Day. It's all good. Coming up, we're going to go to Ireland and talk to Tom Finn, also humorist and motivational speaker. Connor Kinnean is going to join us on the show, too. He's always good for a few chuckles, and to get him on St. Patrick's Day should be a lot of fun. And coming up, we're going to chat with Marcus Setta, who's been on the show once before, and he's going to make you feel good. SBID is going to pump you up when we hear all these ugly numbers about unemployment and taxes going up and states just drowning in debt. He's going to make us, I think, feel a lot better about some of the situations out there. Speaking of situations, right here from the get-go, obviously, worldwide, Israel right now is in the thick of it when it comes to what's happening with the Palestinians and a particular piece of land that we've spoken about many, many times on America Tonight. Hillary Clinton not shy about her feelings that Israel has to step up to the plate and back off their stance, their hard-nosed stance about that little piece of land that has become and has been for a long time a thorn in the side between the Palestinians and those who are occupying Israel. So earlier in the day, she took the time to chat it up with the Irish financial minister, Michael Martin, and she introduced him and also gave her thoughts, her hard-nosed thoughts, on what Israel needs to do to come to the table. Here's what she had to say.
I am delighted to be standing here with the foreign minister. Because of our personal relationship and because of the close relationship between our two countries, we always look forward to these visits. The United States and Ireland have a close, historic, cultural, familial relationship. Millions of Americans trace their ancestry back to Ireland and are very proud to do so, not just on St. Patrick's Day, but all year long. We are engaged in a very active consultation with the Israelis over steps that we think would demonstrate the requisite commitment to this process. And it's been a very important effort on our part as well as theirs, because we know how hard this is. This is a very difficult, complex matter, as the foreign minister just said. But the Obama administration is committed to a two-state solution. We are committed to the resumption of negotiations between the parties. We think that George Mitchell's legendary patience will win the day as the process gets started again, because there's just too much at stake for both the Palestinians and the Israelis.
All right, and just to re-rack, we know this. The U.S. is asking Israel, come on, do something. Lean across the table. Do something significant, showing that you are serious about moving forward with any kind of a negotiation with the Palestinians. So that's where George Mitchell comes in. He's actually staying longer. He's supposed to leave on Sunday. He's hanging out longer to try to convince Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to move off the dime. The U.S. wants Israel specifically to issue an official declaration that talks with the Palestinians, even some sort of indirect talks, would deal with the core issues. And you know what the core issues are? It's land. It's the borders. It's also refugees. It's Jerusalem and all the settlements. And we'll see, because there's the importance of pushing progress through in the Palestinian-Israeli talks has even been outlined by General Petraeus, who's, of course, overseeing our operations in the Middle East, and he's getting ready to talk to the Senate Armed Services Committee, and as he just addressed them recently, and has said there has been insufficient progress toward peace, and something has to happen here. Here, by the way, is what the financial minister from Ireland said as far as Israel is concerned.
Where there is a political will on behalf of all parties to a conflict or to a dispute, there can be resolution, and the prospects for resolution can be good. And it seems to me, having come back from the region, that the initiative on the proximity talks is the correct pathway. It's one that we have supported. And we do believe that the proximity talks should commence as quickly as possible. And then that if confidence-building measures can follow quickly in relation to that.
For the sake of everybody who's sick of hearing about health care, as you've written me so many emails about what's happening. Why do we keep having these false dates of a vote? So that was Matt Johnson's ode to all of you who are tired of being pounded in the head with this. You know, among at least 27 Democrats who are going to vote against the bill is Congressman Mike McIntyre of North Carolina. We had him on the show a while ago, and he's definitely confirmed his opposition. And we agree with this. Health care reform, we know it's needed, but the bill right now as it sits is ridiculous with all of the twists and turns and the expense of the whole thing, and doesn't address those medical costs. That's the key thing in this skyrocketing insurance premiums that are just out of control. I mean, a new federal bureaucracy costing us $1 trillion with our national debt at $12 trillion. The plan is all over the map. Coming up, though, we're switching gears. No more health talk, at least this hour. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mark Aceta for a life plan. Stay with us, everybody. And happy St. Patrick's Day from America Tonight.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News that we unfortunately have hit you over the head with when it comes to the debate over health. It's really health insurance reform and the high unemployment numbers. It's some of you just need a leg up, right? You need to feel some confidence. You need to feel like that 10 to really 20% in some areas unemployment can be erased if you just put the right foot forward. So a lot of people have turned to, and we've talked to him before, life coaches. And we like Mark Aceta. We love having him on the show. And if you check him out, he is a, you can go to, the, in fact, this is where you can go, DallasSuccessCoach.com. And he's had clientele of super uber famous people to just average Joes. And it just goes to show you. That's how life is. It's the ups and downs that you have to try to control. Mark, thanks for hanging with us here on what is St. Paddy's Day where I am, because I'm in New Jersey.
That's right. You're an hour ahead of where I am, so happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you know, we can pretend you're Irish.
Yeah, that's fine. I actually grew up around a lot of Irish people in New Jersey, so for a while there I thought I was Irish.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a good day to be Irish, for sure, on St. Patrick's Day.
It is. It's a good day to feel good. That's the whole idea. I think that's the whole idea about St. Patrick's Day. And you and I talked before. We didn't go deep into the getting stuck part, but lately I found this with a lot of people. They say to me, I've talked to a lot of different people about in-job searches or even in the current jobs they have, they they're facing this thing called being stuck. So I know this is just such a broad question, but how do you start to get unstuck, Mark?
Well, you know what? I use so many analogies and with sports, and I know that's one of the reasons why we connect. But I just think of a running back who's hit the line of scrimmage and they're kind of stuck there. And you know, any coach will tell you, you got to keep moving your feet. You can't just stop. You know, a lot of times when you keep moving your feet, eventually something gives way and you make a big run like John Riggins did in the Super Bowl back in the day. So, I mean, that's the one thing you can't do is you can't stop taking action. The only thing that's going to get somebody out of where they are now is taking action. And unfortunately, because we're all human beings and human beings have lots of flaws in general, a lot of us have a tendency when we get stuck, we get depressed, and therefore we stop altogether. And that's the one thing people can't do. You've got to keep taking action, most critically, more than anything.
Yeah, because if you stop, then you're not living, you're not giving yourself a chance to improve the situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think so many people, they get frustrated, like I said, and they kind of dwell on what's not going well, or more so they dwell on their current situation or what's happened in the past. And, you know, Tony Robbins actually says it best, you know, the future does not equal the past. So just because things were rotten last year and they're rotten right now doesn't mean they're going to be rotten tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you know, we get the NCAA tournament's about to kick off here. And I mean, we all know there's going to be some Cinderella teams that are going to come out of nowhere. Now, they're not going to come out of nowhere because they're going into the tournament going, oh, my God, we're going to lose and things are frustrated and we haven't won a tournament game in 20 years. They're going in there, even though they have no business going in that way, thinking we can win this thing. They're in the right frame of mind. They're optimistic. So if a team can come out of nowhere and get to the Sweet 16, why can't you break through and get a promotion at your job? But you're not going to if you're going into the tournament, maybe like a team like Texas is going, man, we were number one, and now we're number nine or whatever in our bracket. You follow what I'm saying? It's so parallel. It's all about attitude and what you're expecting.
No, absolutely. And unfortunately, that's what we're talking about. That's when people just can't seem to push themselves to that next step. Hey, you know, you talked about being back east, and you went to Seton Hall. And Seton Hall, by the way, they used to be a perennial team that was in the NCAAs. What's happening with Seton Hall lately, buddy?
you're kind of killing me there, Kate. Did you have to bring that? We almost made it this year. You know what I mean? We were one of those last teams out. So, it's been a little rough. I'm a Redskin fan, too, so I'm having a rough decade here. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so anyway, so you graduate with a degree in political science, and you ended up jumping into sales. How do you end up in this spot right now and with what you've been doing?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. And actually, through this, one of the sales businesses I was in, the company focused on, they said, if you work at your craft, you're going to make a living. But when you work on yourself is when you make a fortune. So they really pushed us to do a lot of personal development. And all my mindsets come from. I didn't know that I didn't know. And in college and in high school, you really don't get taught a lot of this, I don't know what to express it, just way to control your thoughts and emotions, the law of attraction, whatever you want to call it. So what happened to me was I learned all this stuff, and it propelled me to the forefront of the business I was in. And then I saw so many people that would only apply it in business. And to me, it's like it overlaps into every area of your life. So I started realizing, I mean, I got very passionate about sharing it with other people, not just for business, but for life in general, because I used to be kind of shy guy, and as far as business and career goes, I was kind of accepting what life was giving me. And when I learned you can literally create your own future, be the architect of whatever you want in your life, like I said, even now when I talk about it, it kind of gets me excited. And people also have to understand that you know, there's always the dream, and then there's the struggle, and then the prize comes. And the people that you're talking about that are stuck right now, you know, if they actually, the ones that have been stuck the longest, been frustrated the longest, their story is going to be more glorious if they fight through this part. You know, I think it was Winston Churchill who said, if you're going through hell, I advise you keep going. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It gets back to action. You know, you just can't stop. You can't get frustrated. You can't give up. You got to believe that tomorrow is going to be a better day. I mean, I know that sounds kind of corny, but that's really a lot of what it is. Whatever you got to do to keep yourself moving forward and expect good things to happen.
Yeah, and you've seen this across the board. When I was introducing you, that was kind of the point I was trying to make. From the super famous people to people who are just those that you would see on the train, don't particularly have a giant name in any industry, sure. But they're just whittling away and working at it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it applies to every person in every career in every situation. And, you know, as I said, we're all human beings. We all have lots and lots of flaws. That's the way God made us. So it's taking control of your thoughts and emotions and also understanding, okay, that most people, if you really think about it, their attitude is based upon what's happened to them within the recent past, within the last week or so, or maybe within the last month or so. And when you understand that your attitude should not be determined by your circumstances, you should choose your attitude. So it doesn't matter what happened to me in the last couple, 3 weeks or the last 4 weeks. If I get up and I have a superior attitude all the time, I'm going to win. I mean, in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Kiyosaki says, life is going to push you around, so you better push back. And he says, his Rich Dad, even when he was at a point in his life when he was broke, he always thought like a rich man. He never let his immediate circumstances change his attitude or the way he viewed himself. So that kind of stuff is really what's going to get people through this difficult time. And as it said in the Bible, this too shall pass. It will pass. And when it passes, you know, the people who fight right now are going to be the big winners, and they're going to overcome those big struggles, and they're going to have those big victories and be heroes.
Yeah, boy, well said. Mark, have a great St. Patrick's Day, and it's DallasSuccessCoach.com. We look forward to speaking with you down the road.
Okay, we look forward to it as well, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's funny, you know, giving out his email address, I was just thinking this. Do you realize that .com, I mean, that's everybody's like identified by .com these days. 25 years the whole .com deal has been around. It doesn't seem like it, does it? Anymore when you meet someone, it's about their website. They have some sort of website or Facebook or Twitter or something, but usually there's a .com in that somewhere. And speaking of that, we don't have the .com, we have the .net. So if you want to flip me any of your thoughts on this show, or you got a good joke to tell me, please do it. Send it to americatonight.net. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to add a little Irish twist to all of this. Connor Kinnean will join us. You'll like this guy. He's so, so funny. Also, don't forget, in our third hour, nail the score, the NCAA tournament, your chance to win some big prizes from America Tonight.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, as an Irishman, it might not surprise you to know that I'm a keen imbiber of a very famous black drink. There are few things in life that give me greater pleasure than going to my local establishment, ordering my favourite drink, waiting patiently for that drink to be poured, and then, before I take my first satisfying sip, I ponder. And as music and chatter fills the background, I ponder why this drink has become so world famous. And by the way, I'm talking about Starbucks coffee here.
You gotta love Connor Kinnean. He was leading me down the path, and you knew there was gonna be a great punchline to that one. Just a little slice of him. And we're so thrilled to have him with us here on America Tonight on St. Paddy's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Connor.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Kate, to you and all of your listeners. I hope you have a great day tomorrow.
I got to tell you this. I'm going to be wearing a lot of green because I'm going to be at the parade in New York City.
Well, it's a great parade they've got in New York City. We had the parade here in Chicago at the weekend, and Chicago is a fantastic parade, and they dye the river green. And it's always a good time to be Irish, but it's definitely a good time to be Irish here in the States around March period.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Growing up in Ireland, how big of a deal was St. Paddy's Day there?
St. Paddy's Day was a big deal when I was growing up, Kate, because during Lent, you were not allowed any candy or sweets, as we used to call them. And on Paddy's Day, you were allowed to have candy. So that was the biggest thing about Paddy's Day when I was growing up.
Please give us the candy. Now we can eat it. Yeah, because it does. Indeed, you're right.
Yeah,
talking about Lent.
You'd just be praying like for St. Patrick's Day to come so you could have your sweets or your candy, which your parents would be saying, no, you've got to give that up for the rest of Lent kind of thing. But it was a big thing. But here in the States, though, it's become a huge event. And it's almost something that goes on for the preview, like it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. In Ireland, it's more of a one-day or a two-day event. But everyone here wants to be Irish during this period, and it's a wonderful time.
And no kidding. What did you find in your transition from Ireland into coming to the States and, of course, now living in Chicago? What do you find are the biggest differences between the folks from Ireland and the people here in America?
I suppose the things that I would miss would be, I think there's more laughter in Ireland, and my wife would always say that if you go into a pub in Ireland, you'd hear more laughter than you would actually hear in a pub here in the United States. And the Irish have a great work ethic. They take their job and their work seriously, but they also don't take themselves too seriously a lot of the time. And there's a great sense of humor, camaraderie, and a real friendliness, which you get in a lot of cities here in the States, but in other parts you might not get.
All right, we have to clear up a myth here. I had a little argument on the air about St. Patrick and St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland. That's really more myth than true, right?
Oh, I'm shocked that you would suggest such a thing. it probably is. I mean, there's a few interesting things about St. Patrick. Apparently, St. Patrick was not Irish. He was either Scottish or he was Welsh. And he was kidnapped by Irish raiders, brought to Ireland, and was minding sheep for a number of years. He escaped, got the Catholic faith, and then came back and brought the Catholic faith to Ireland. But the myth about the snakes, apparently, is that that was kind of a parable or a story to show that he drove paganism and evil out of Ireland. So the only snakes in Ireland now are the people that walk around the place. There's no slithery ones anymore.
I love that. In somebody from the States going for the first time to Ireland, what do you think is a must-see? What would be on your list?
I would suggest that what they should try and do when they go to Ireland is to go to the west coast and the southwest coast of Ireland. So you're talking about Cork, you're talking about Kerry, and you're talking about Connemara. And they're the areas where you still have some of the traditional feel of Ireland. I mean, Ireland has changed a lot in the last 25 years. The days when the roads were unpaved, when milk was brought to the creamery and donkey and carts, and when traffic lights were basically advisory kind of thing, those days are gone. So if you want to get a feel for the real Ireland, get out of the major cities. Dublin is a wonderful city. Cork is a wonderful city, but try and go to more rural areas where you can get a real feel for the Ireland that you might be hoping to see.
Yeah, and you said that the people, you said you thought that one of the biggest differences was the laughter. So an American encountering a group of folks from Ireland, especially in the tourist situation, I would assume they would be massively embraced.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the Irish will see the Americans coming with their dollars and they say, we want some of those, so we'll make them feel good. I mean, the Irish know how to market themselves well. And I know you do get a wonderful reaction and a wonderful, there's very good customer service, very friendly. And the Irish have a real affinity with the Americans. And I think Americans, even when there was, they felt they were not that welcome in other parts of Europe in the last 4 or 5 years. When they went to Ireland, I think they did feel that warmth and that welcome still.
Yeah. So you definitely, you are the chief gabber. You have the gift of gab, and you use that. You speak, and you're a motivational speaker here in the States. And since we're on that whole thread of what the gift of the Irish is and the St. Patrick's Day deal, when you talk to people And you know how this is. You could be in front of, and you have been in front of all kinds of crowds. How do you gauge the mood of who you're speaking to, Connor, and where you can go with your speech?
Well, I think what I try to do, Kate, is that I do my research beforehand. So, for instance, with the preparing for this interview for you, I've got your beautiful mug shot here in front of me and the computer right now. And so you've got a smile. You're looking very kind of pensive with the hands underneath the chin. It's a cute photograph. I like it. But I do my homework, so I know what kind of audience I can speak to. So sometimes if you're speaking to an association, you may have a different kind of things to say and a different way of saying them, more careful way of saying them, than if you're speaking to a group of salespeople who might be able to accept you being a bit more hard-hitting and also telling some slightly different stories. Not blue or not profanity or anything like that, but there's different audiences can take different kind of messages in different ways.
Did you think when you were growing up that if someone had asked you that crazy question that they ask people, hey, where do you see yourself in 20 years, would you put yourself in the situation doing what you're doing now and living in the United States and living in Chicago?
Probably not, because I was what brought me here to the States was my company asked me to come over here for to be vice president of marketing for Best Foods. Hellmann's mayonnaise was one of the key brands. But when I left them, I morphed into what I call, and this is spoof stuff now, so don't sound take me as being too serious, but when I talk about clear and compelling vision to people, I say that I had a clear and compelling vision that I would become a cherished and beloved inspirational speaker who would bring hope and meaning to the lives of ordinary people and even listeners for the Kate Delaney Show on America Tonight. Kind of thing. And obviously that's the kind of goofball stuff, but I didn't really think I was going to get to that speaking scenario until maybe 5 years ago when I left my previous company, and I'd messages to tell, and I think I was pretty good at telling them. And since then, thank you for playing that clip earlier. That's on my website, Irishman Speaks, but I've spoken to Harley Davidson, Siemens, Abbott, Dairy Farmers of America, etc. And I love it. It's a really great career. You keep learning and you keep growing.
Yeah, and you say, you know, the title of your book, I love it, Chief Gab, The World, 8 Building Blocks to Successful Job Transition. You and I talked about that before, and the word Chief Gab, and boy, I'd love to see that really catch on in the United States, that whole idea. It's similar to what you told me before. Am I right? Just do it.
Yeah, well, I tell people that it's the Irish word for Chief Gab is the Irish word for do it or make it happen. Now, I do clarify that and say it's the Irish word, and that was created by an Irishman, i.e. myself. But it's also the acronym for the 8 building blocks to successful job transition and job search. And there's so many people who are suffering and who are in pain right now going through job search that need a lift. And the Chief Gab building blocks, I think, will help them. I know they will help them. And just one example, Kate, I said I did my research when I'm speaking to someone for audiences. Mm. A simple little thing that will help people who are doing telephone interviews for job search, because a lot of people might be doing that. When I'm speaking with you on this telephone interview, I've got your mug shot in front of me, so people could do that for the interview process probably.
Right.
I stand up because I project myself totally differently. My desk is completely clear of anything except a few key points that I want to get across. And the job seeker should do those kind of things when they're doing the telephone interview, and they project themselves with more confidence and with more clarity, I think.
Oh, that's great advice. Well, enjoy the rest of your St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure you're going to get some shut-eye and then wake up again and really enjoy it. But IrishmanSpeaks.com is the website for Connor Kinnean. Connor, as always, I enjoyed it.
Take care, Kate, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you and your listeners.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again down the road. It's funny, in talking to Connor, I was actually going to tell him my joke. I have a good Irish joke. I'm going to share it with all of you. That's coming up around the bend, plus odds and ends, what's happening across the state. Stay with us.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey Water Filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Coast. It really is St. Patrick's Day in a lot of other parts of the world. Kate, hanging with you, every nook and cranny, I hope you're listening. If you have like one eye open and one ear at least toward the radio, we know you're listening. Turn toward the radio anyway. Okay, I got to give you some good Irish jokes. Let me try this one out on all of you. How about this? There now follows a list of inventions. They were the brainchild of the Kerry man who was history's unluckiest producer of lemonade over the years. He came up with 4-Up, 5-Up, 6-Up, then stopped. And if that isn't bad enough, here are some of the other things he produced, the Irishman. An inflatable dartboard, a chocolate kettle, a self-writing aspirin, a solar powered torch. Fair or foul? Do you like that joke? I guess you can't give me the crickets. You gotta be kidding.
Do what I want.
Didn't you get what I said?
He got it.
Listen, he tried to produce get it 7-Up, 4-Up, 5-Up, 6-Up.
I know.
Don't you get it?
I'm looking for more punch here.
All right, so more punch. All right, how about if I give you an alcoholic Irish joke? I was trying to avoid those stereotypes, but okay, how about this one? This is a good one. Ready, America? Two Irishmen, Patrick Murphy and Sean O'Brien, grew up together and were lifelong friends. But alas, Patrick developed cancer and was dying. While on his deathbed, Patrick called his buddy Sean O'Brien. He said, "Come here. I have a request for ye." Sean walked to his friend's bedside and he kneels down. "Shawnee, old boy, we've been friends all our lives and now I'm leaving ye here. I have one last request for ye to do." O'Brien bursts into tears. "Anything, Patrick, anything you wish, it's done. Well, under me bed is a box containing a bottle of the finest whiskey in all of Ireland. Bottled the year I was born, it was. After I die and they plant me in the ground, I want you to pour that fine whiskey over me grave, so it might soak into me bones, and I'll be able to enjoy it for all of eternity." O'Brien was overcome by the beauty, and in the true Irish spirit of his friend's request, he asked, "Aye, 'tis a fine thing you ask of me, and I will pour the whiskey, but might I strain it through me kidneys first?" That was good. Come on.
That one was good.
That one was good.
That had more thought to it.
Yes. And it had a punchline, okay? So, listen, I never claimed to be some kind of a comedian. I'm just saying. I have a few others, and we'll rest a little bit, and we'll tell those later in the show. Because I promise some odds and ends, what's happening across America. Don't forget, in our third hour, we have Nailed the Score. So maybe you were busy filling out a bracket and trying to discover who you think is going to be in the Final Four and all that sort of stuff. But we're looking for the top, not the top, but we're looking for a couple of games in the beginning of this thing in the first round. The computer will randomly pick two games. And because it is St. Patrick's Day, we're going to let you either, you can go for the two games so you have a better chance to win, you have an extra game, or just pick one and give us the score of the one game. How is that? You got to love that, right? I think that's pretty fair. St. Patrick's Day, we want to have a winner coming up here in the next week or two, we hope anyway, to end out Nail the Score after we did it during the football season. Love it. We did have it, remember I've told you this, a couple years ago we did have a winner in the tournament. All right, here are some of the odds and ends, in other words, things making news. What's going to happen with the health care vote? We keep hearing about these crazy deadlines, and we'll say this again. There are more Democrats who say they are on board. 4 to 5 more say they will vote for the health bill. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says she's confident that they have the votes for the health bill, but the president refuses to stop campaigning for the votes. He's just pushing it because he doesn't feel completely confident, I would assume. Until it's done, it's not done. In the meantime, speaking of the White House, they're talking about the jobless rate and saying it's going to be evaluated for an extended period at this point. And so what does that mean? You know, it's interesting. In the first two interviews we did out of the gate on this show, the whole idea I think I'm trying to do here this time around, at least with this hour, is to make people feel better, because you get that sense that people are in the dregs. And today's projections are about 10% average unemployment. That's the forecast for this year. And a lot of us really believe that's so much higher, depending on what part of the country that you're talking about. And what we're hearing from guys like, you know, I think he should get the pink slip, but he is the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner. He says that part of the problem is that the employers are not hiring enough workers. And that's why we can't get this number down, because they're not putting the signs out, and the message is that there aren't a lot of jobs to be had, I think, because some of the companies that are on the bubble are afraid to do that. And let's be honest, this is a time when people are overworked in a lot of cases, because they make them do more jobs. They cut people out and they take people's positions and add to what their daily tasks are. So anyway, the projected federal budget deficits, which the administration forecasts at more than $1.5 trillion for 2011 and over $751 billion for 2015 are not good numbers. I mean, they're just, it's just too way, it's way too high, and it's definitely unsustainable. So the answer is there has to be some kind of push to go in the reverse here when it comes to unemployment, and there has to be serious incentives, I think, for some of these small companies. And we've said this before. I mean, what is a small company? The definition of a small company, believe it or not, is 500 or less, and 90%, I just read this statistic the other day in the Wall Street Journal, 90% of the companies in America fall under that that category of small business. So, you know, who knew that that was actually the number? I thought it was a little bit less than that, a little bit smaller than that. We told you about this story. This is a follow-up, and it's making big news today, I think, because people are just sort of realizing, wow, that's a shocker. The guy jogging down the beach in South Carolina, the plane at Hilton Head, South Carolina, that slammed the jogger. The sad news is now his name has been released. His name is Robert Gary Jones. He was 38 years old, and he's the father of two. I said this, that I thought he probably couldn't hear, because how could he not see the plane? He was listening to his iPod. He was hit from behind and killed by the small plane that was trying to make that emergency landing on the beach. And they say he died instantly when he was hit by the single-engine plane, which had lost its propeller, and the pilot couldn't see. There was oil on the windshield, and we mentioned that as they were trying to glide into the beach. The plane actually started leaking oil at about 13,000 feet and tried originally to make it to the Hilton Head Airport, but they couldn't see, and they just couldn't get there and had no idea that there was somebody running on the beach. And it was just timing and the fact that the jogger could not hear that the plane was behind him. I've mentioned this before, that I'm in New Jersey, and we've just talked about the fact that there was terrible weather, awful rainstorms in Boston. They had out the sandbags. There's flooding all over the place. And they're actually in Passaic, New Jersey, in northern New Jersey, just outside of New York, really, you know, a couple miles over the bridge. There were a lot of homes that were underwater. The water rose in that area up to 13 feet. The river was so swollen there that, and so large, the flooding was so bad that they're saying it's they still expect it, even though things have settled down, that it's passing the modern day high of 12.9 feet, which was set in the mid 80s. So rough stuff for the people in Jersey, a lot of the people in Boston as well, Pennsylvania, some of the areas in between too. Hey, thanks for listening to us here on America Tonight. Send us your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Yeah, it's St. Patty's Day. Everyone's Irish tonight. Mm. Why don't you just pull up a stool and have a drink with us?
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time!